Is it okay to withhold official acts from a foreign country until that foreign country assists your reelection effort?
Texas Democrat Sylvia Garcia. The president's legal team's turn starts tomorrow. Three American firefighters killed in a plane crash in Australia are identified.
44-year-old Captain Ian Macbeth of Montana leaves behind a wife and three children. 42-year-old First Officer Paul Hudson of Arizona was a decorated Marine with 20 years service. He was married. And 43-year-old Rick DeMorgan of Florida was an Air Force pilot. He leaves behind two sons.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
In case you missed it, Mr. Peanut is dying during Super Bowl 54. We prepared this beautiful ballad in tribute. 702.
Just yesterday morning, I found out Mr. Peanut fell off a giant cliff to his mortal doom. He dropped off a tree branch and he broke his shell butt. We just saw the bitter end of a sweet legume. I've had salted, I've had plain. I've had planter's bags that I thought would never end. Then he sacrificed himself for all of his friends. But I always thought that I'd see him again. Mr. Peanut, one more time again. Won't see his top hat or his black cane and monocle now. Mr. Peanut, salt and plain now.
Can you get Gayle King and her wig off the TV behind you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. California, Texas, Tennessee, possible cases.
Oh.
Really know.
We're talking about the coronavirus.
I hate corona.
It's starting to look like it's the only thing, but you know, I am so mistrustful of information from any government organization.
Sorry.
I'll believe it when they're lowering me into the ground. This is a threat. There's Geraldo, so now you know it's serious. Isn't Andy on or something?
He's not. He doesn't start until 8.
Oh.
It's infomercials if you want to watch that channel. And we don't get the MLB network.
A spokesman has had this to say
about that.
The coronavirus.
Everybody remain calm!
Okay. Because fear and panic spread illness.
Yeah.
Animal Stories later this hour and Random Facts with Jay coming up. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. I got to get the foghorn sound effect out because it's been getting thicker. I'm not going to play Leanne. I already did that once today. It's been getting thicker all morning. And Rich is in the process of updating, so he will join us in just a moment. If you are car shopping this weekend, especially if you're car shopping for an extra vehicle for the family or for a new driver, there's... Was your first car, was it a big one that offered, like, that size protection thing?
Mine was a big one. It was a Monte Carlo.
Oh, okay.
From 1982, I think.
Mine was a Plymouth Fury station wagon, about as unhip, but it was a car, you could drive it. And many families of new drivers would prefer something a little more substantial around their new driver, just in case they make that first mistake. And you have some great choices. 2011 Acura. Now, you want reliability. You want a car. You have to, you know, chew your fingernails every time they go out thinking, when's it going to break down? These cars at Jack Ingram are vetted by their mechanics after they pass the vehicle history test. You know, what does Carfax show us? What does that interior look like? The body guys get underneath to make sure that nothing's been concealed. And then finally, ultimately, the mechanics look at it. And if they see nothing that would indicate they're reselling somebody else's troubles, then and only then does it make it onto the lot. These are high standards they have at Jack Ingram. Perhaps your goal has been to own something like one of the top-of-the-line luxury sedans ever made, the Infiniti. Well, they have one of those. We had a Beamer in there last week. That lasted 3 days because buying a Beamer is buying a Beamer. This Infiniti M37 base is under $9,000. at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and there's a couple of choices under $5,000. Shop with confidence at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 North Eastern Bypass. If credit has kept you from getting decent wheels, don't let it anymore, because at Jack Ingram, they have over 20 financing programs, including some for folks who have had credit issues. So stop by and see Tip Thames and his team. See Greg in the finance department, or browse online at jackingram.com at 707.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Fog has been an issue this morning. Visibility down to an eighth of a mile now out at Danley Field, and about five-eighths of a mile at Maxwell. You get the idea. It's kind of messy. There's been some showers around. The showers are moving out. We'll see improvement later on. So cloudy this morning, gradual clearing by, let's say, late morning. Upper 50s to around 60 today, perhaps. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, but not freezing. Overnight low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be in the mid-50s. A dry day, good bit of sun. Mid-50s Sunday, most of the day dry. Maybe an isolated shower late in the day. Scattered showers Sunday night into Monday morning. And then it looks like Tuesday we're up into the low 60s. Right now this morning with the dense fog and some light rain in areas, a few areas. It's 53 at 7:08.
And we have Keith on the line this morning. Hey, Keith.
Good morning.
What brings you to the phone?
Well, that Fury station wagon used to have.
Oh, yeah?
That was my first car, too. It was a 63 Plymouth Fury wagon with a 383 in it.
Yeah, I think my dad sold it, and they converted it into a cruise liner. It was big.
It was huge. But I tell you what, on Friday night, 99-cent car load at the drive-in theater, man, you could pack 12 people in there.
Yeah, I mean, it did afford certain opportunities that a smaller vehicle, like my eventual first car, Volkswagen, did not. Absolutely true. But
yeah,
there was no way you could drive that and feel cool either.
No, you couldn't be cool, but we had some good times in them.
Yep, I absolutely agree, and we'll have to share those someday. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. You mentioned earlier, this is the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, the year of the rat.
Yeah, let's find out what this means.
According to the Chinese zodiac, 2020 is the year of the rat. It starts and ends on Chinese New Year from January 25th, 2020 to February 11th, 2021. This year of the rat is an unusual 13 months long. If you were born in 1972, 84, 96, or 2008, you're a rat. No offense intended. People born in rat years are usually well-suited to be administrators, directors, musicians, lawyers, and so on. In Chinese astrology, the rat represents a person who is quick-witted, smart, versatile, and good at saving money.
All right.
They could have been describing me until that very last part. Wish I'd done a little bit better with that.
Have we had a year of the rat before, I guess? I guess you have.
Yeah, every I forget how often that reoccurs, or even how. What, you know, is it like a rotating thing?
Right.
I don't know.
What's after rat?
Right now,
possum.
The story that's got our attention on China is this coronavirus. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. I still have not come up with
a convoluted intro?
No.
Yeah.
So,
well, take your time. Jay's out of the room here. He'll be back in just a second.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a phone call. Let's grab that. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Rick. Rick. I want to talk to him, Greg, about a car.
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
you're on the air.
You're actually on the air right now. Hi, Rick.
Oh, okay. My name's Rick. Greg, years ago, back in the late 60s, early 70s, late at night coming home from a date, I had only AM radio, and on the radio was WLS.
Yeah.
And WLS, I'd listen to it late at night, and there was a commercial, Grand Spalding Dodge. I always wanted to go see that, but I never got to see it. So, and they tell me Chicago's up there on the other side of Birmingham. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
I just wondered if Greg remembered that.
I do remember
commercial.
I do remember that. Grand Spalding Dodge. I don't think they're around anymore, though.
I bet they're not. Anyway, hey, y'all have a great day. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I love getting calls from people who go back to that time when the sun set, They popped on the big 89.
Yeah, WLS.
And that's one reason why one of the great career thrills, even though it ultimately didn't work out, and that's a long, boring story for another day, opening that microphone and saying WLS because they wanted you to, well, that felt pretty good. 712, your local news, and hopefully Jay will be done
he'll be
with
back. He'll be back in just a second.
All right.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on 2 counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The attorney general's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Friday officially begins in 3, 2, 1. Friday's here. It's time to rock out.
Friday.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Friday.
Friday.
Yes, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is so great.
I bought my Friday at the dollar store.
Friday.
I don't believe that Friday should be used for evil.
Friday's a good time to enjoy cheap beer.
Radio sings some forgotten song. Brandley's coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
East has a traffic blurb for us.
Yes, this morning I was coming down Highway 14 in front of the Walmart in Millbrook, and I thought it was an American bald eagle that was on the side of the road, but as I got closer, I found out that it was a duck that was disoriented in the westbound lane. So just please beware of the duck that is struggling, apparently lost in the fog on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you for the heads up.
Have a great morning.
On the duck going quackers on Highway 14.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My mother used to say, "Ouch, you're biting." She also said, "Jane, I knew I should have bottle-fed you and made a necklace out of my mother's milk instead." And that's the inspiration behind my open blouse collection.
Introducing Jane Seymour's Open Blouse Collection.
When I heard women were making jewelry out of their own breast milk, I laughed so hard I burped and spit up a little. Then it dawned on me, perhaps I could make money of this.
The open blouse collection ranges from $39.99 to $1,200.
For a pendant made from the same stuff you wipe off your baby's chin. And coming soon, I'll turn your baby's first poo-poo into a brooch.
Jane Seymour's open blouse collection.
Won't you please keep your wallet open? Did I say wallet? I meant blouse.
And now,
welcome to News Talk, where you'll hear more and see more
and random facts.
I got it.
See more.
I got it. Did you know? I am under the weather, so this is going to sound horrible. Did you know? The United States Navy, and we know this because I've used this for a random fact before. However, there's a little bit of an extension on this. The United States Navy has a tradition that no submarine is ever considered lost at sea. Subs that do not return, including 52 lost during World War II, are considered still on patrol. Every year at Christmas time, sailors manning communication hubs send holiday greetings to those listed as still on patrol.
That's interesting.
It is.
Yep. Did you know there is a Labrador retriever named Hattie who was sworn in as an Illinois County comfort dog? Her paw was placed on a law book, and an oath was read. Hattie's job is to comfort sexual trauma victims during testimony and interviews.
Wow.
The dog will work 9 to 5 on up to 200 cases per year, and she was trained by prison inmates.
That's a great story. Where is that at?
It's in Illinois County. It's a county in Illinois. Okay. Let's see what county that is, actually. I'm curious.
Is it Cook? Kane? McHenry?
I'm looking it up here. Cook County.
Cook County.
That's Chicago. Yes,
sir. And it's a little black Labrador named Hattie.
Nice. Oh, what look a good dog Hattie yeah. is, too.
Look at
this.
Look at that little Hattie. Where's a little good puppy? That's a good pup. I love dogs. Anyway, did you know Henry Ford used wood scraps from the production of the Model T's to make charcoal briquettes? He started Ford Charcoal while he was doing that, which would later be renamed to what we know today as Kingsford Charcoal.
I never heard of that connection between Henry Ford and Kingsford Charcoal.
They were sold strictly in Ford dealerships. They were made in Kingsford, Michigan.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know, despite the 7 years war between Britain and France, France instructed its ships not to interfere with Britain's Endeavour expedition as it was going to Tahiti to observe the 1769 transit of Venus? They considered that a voyage or an enterprise of service to all mankind, and said, you know what, don't interfere with that ship.
That was in Britain?
That was the 7 years war between Britain and France. Yes.
A lot of weird wars back in those days, weren't there?
They were unsuccessful, by the way, in trying to observe the transit. That was in 1761. I'm sorry, they got it in 1769. 1761, they failed. Did you know that cats directly register, and I don't know what that meant until I explained it or was explained to me. This means that when they walk, their hind paws will land in the same place as their front paws. Like when their front paws lift and go away, the hind paws will put in that exact same spot. It reduces tracks and it also reduces noise.
Hmm. And I would imagine they figured that out by watching cats walk through snow.
I have no idea how they figured that out.
I've never seen a cat walk through snow. Dogs are funny.
Yeah.
Dogs are hilarious.
Cats, I don't think, like snow unless it's, you know, like a snow leopard or something like that.
I watched a bulldog clearing a driveway with his face the other day. Oh, my God.
I couldn't find my dog. And then finally I called Tippy, and then you see the head and the nose come out of the snow.
Yeah. Snow.
Did you know a Japanese TV show apparently hired 3 experts in fluid mechanics, engineering, and dentistry to determine the best way to hold a hamburger?
Oh, is that right? This is like
what is the best way?
It's just like these studies that they do.
Yeah.
Right.
I use the pinky and the thumb for bottom bun support.
This is the way.
And three over the... It is?
This is the way. After 4 months of research, they concluded that your pinky and thumb should be on the bottom, while the remaining finger should be on top of the burger.
How do you like that? I figured that out without doing a study.
You're brilliant.
Thank you.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Emperor Nero again. That crazy guy. Identical twin killers. Dun, dun, dun. Also, a guy by the name of Gerhard Schrader, who you may know.
Gerhard Schrader.
Yeah. If you don't, you'll know who he is when I get done with my random fact about him. The Sobibor Uprising from World War II. And we'll talk about the Walt Disney Company and Kenny Loggins.
Are those, Walt Disney and Kenny separate?
No, those are together.
They're together.
Yeah, those are together.
Let's talk about Food Outlet. I am in conversation with them about putting some of the recipes I make for breakfast so you can get the ingredients at Food Outlet. Yes.
By the way, I wish everybody would... Food Outlet has cricket dust, but you can't get that everywhere, can you?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And it's the best seasoning out there because it works. I use it on my Brussels sprouts every day, because I've been eating pretty healthy.
It's great.
When I went to the doctor last week when I had the heart attack.
You didn't have a heart attack. Don't say that. When your heart was acting
up. No, I had not gained any weight during the holidays, which is great.
That's excellent.
Because
keto.
I've been pretty well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
T-bone steaks are $4.96 a pound, and I'm having a debate. I might pick up Chuck Roast because it's $3.94 a pound. With a $10 certificate, you get 2 pounds of Chuck Roast. And making barbecued beef for next week for breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Gwaltney Bacon, certainly there'll be BLTs. Gwaltney Bacon's only $2.95 for the 12-ounce package. That's a great price. That's about $3 or $4 less than you'll pay for that anywhere else. Even something like Wesson Cooking Oil, the big 45-ounce jug is $2.35. And get a pint of grape tomatoes. That way you can really decorate a salad. Grape tomatoes are $1 each. Everything in the store is cost plus 10. When you do your first big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet, you're going to find out what I did. We're not talking about saving nickels and dimes. We're talking about saving real dollars on a weekly basis without even using coupons. In Millbrook on Highway 14, Food Outlet on Main Street in Prattville, just west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning at the Coliseum Boulevard Food Outlet next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Part 2 of Random Facts coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have a dense fog advisory in effect for our listening area this morning. Folks in vehicles all over the central Alabama area just went, duh. And we have an accident downtown. If you're merging I-85 southbound to 65 southbound, an accident at the bottom of the ramp. It is one lane only traffic by the car that is still there, left lane only. So be advised, traffic is backed up just a little bit, but it is moving on 85 southbound. Around the city, we've got a little more congestion now at all the lights on the boulevard. We're seeing a lot of people inbound on the 31s and on 65 and 85 into the city. Use caution. Drive carefully. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to the performance is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
When news happens.
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 24th, 1941, the world welcomed little baby Neil Diamond. It was a difficult labor for the singer's mother, but the doctor pulled her through.
Give me one push.
Ow, ow, ow.
Now I see Neil Diamond's head.
His head! His head! His head! Neil Diamond, a star is born.
And now,
team up with Barbara to do a song called You Don't Bring Me
and Random Acts
Anymore.
Good one. Very good one.
I looked at a lot of possibilities, but that was the best one I could come
up with. Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. Did you know Emperor Nero gave musical performances? Citizens were forbidden to leave during these performances. Didn't matter if you were pregnant. You would have to give birth right there during the performance. You were not allowed to leave. Despite this, a historian records that some people were so desperate to leave that they would fake their own deaths in order to get dragged out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Some weird rules in these dark times in the past, Jay.
Yeah, well, you know about Emperor Nero. He's kind of went crazy there. Did you know identical twins Stephen and Robert Sapolsky were both killers? Each of them acted alone, and they were both unaware of the other's homicidal tendencies.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And that makes you think, is that genetic? The urge to kill?
I don't know. Did you know Gerhard Schrader?
Gerhard Schrader.
Thank you.
Gerhard Schrader.
Yes. He was a chemist.
Chemist.
Yeah, he was tasked to create new insecticides. So he created Preparation 991, which killed insects, but it also had a lot of other side effects, caused vomiting and diarrhea and death, you know, that sort of thing. His employers told him, you know what, you failed. So he alerted the Nazis. He was hired, paid $20,000, and soon developed sarin gas.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, if at first you don't succeed.
Yeah. First comment says, there's falling upwards, and then there's what this guy did. Ugh. Jeez. Did you know the Sobibor uprising? It was the largest and most successful mass escape of prisoners from a concentration camp during World War II. There's a book about it called Escape from Sobibor.
And where was it at?
It was one of the concentration camps.
I never heard of it. Interesting.
Let me see here.
In Japan?
No. Let's see. It's Eastern Poland.
Oh. Okay.
Sobibor was in Eastern Poland.
I got you.
There's a pathway there that leads to a large open clearing containing an unusual white pyramid. This is the road to heaven, leading to the site of once were vast open-air pits where the bodies would burn. That's all that remains of the extermination camp that once existed in the 1940s there.
People think there was only like five or six
Auschwitz,
places.
You know?
Yeah, you remember those names? There were a couple of hundred.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. You keep hearing about the same ones over and over again, but...
Trying to see if I can see.
And then as the Russians were closing in from the east, the first thing the Germans did was try and destroy any evidence that they existed
exactly.
at all.
Exactly.
So that they would not be charged with war crimes, but they got a bunch of them.
A plan was quickly devised. Rudimentary weapons would be made in the camp's workshops and hidden away until needed. The SS officers would then be lured into two separate buildings on the ruse that new uniforms and boots had arrived for them to try on, or that they were required for measurements for new uniforms. Once lured, they would be killed. Once all the officers were disposed of and their weapons seized, the camp's armory would be raided, the remaining buildings would be set on fire, and the camp's Ukrainian guards would either be killed or captured. Then all 600 prisoners would walk out of the main gate and escape into the woods. After that, it would be every man and woman for themselves. And on October 14th of that year, that's when the plan was set in motion. 11 SS officers were dispatched with knives and axes. Wow. I would actually like to read this story.
Random fact.
Yeah. It was the largest and most successful of its kind during World War II. Some of those who escaped are still alive today. Their existence bears witness to the fact that even in the very darkest of times, the faintest chink of light will always break through the gloom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I'd really like to read that. It's from, thankfully, the History Channel is where I'm reading this off of. That's the only place, by the way, if you want to get history or if you want to see history on the History Channel, you have to go to their website.
That's right.
That's pretty sad.
Because you won't get it on TV.
They stopped history a long time ago because it wasn't getting the viewers they wanted. Yeah.
And finally, let's talk about Walt Disney and Kenny Loggins. The Walt Disney Company initially blocked Kenny Loggins' song House at Pooh Corner from being recorded. Kenny then expressed his disappointment to his then-girlfriend, and she whips out this random fact. Oh, my dad's the CEO of Disney. She made one phone call, got off the phone, and said, okay, your song is cleared. How do you not know?
By the way,
the woman you're dating is the daughter of the CEO of Disney. Right. I mean, I don't know how long they were dating, but...
Well, I didn't know at first, but I met somebody when I was... I probably mentioned this before. If I have, forgive me. I used to work for Styx.
Did you?
The band.
And this is just coming out now?
I was out there on the West Coast working at A&M, and I bumped into this beautiful... And she seemed to like me, so we went out. And we were halfway through dinner before I knew it was Henry Mancini's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that story before. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Go on a date with me or I'll rub you right out.
Those are your random facts, by the way, everybody.
It's been a very dark morning so far.
It has.
And the fog is absolutely getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Hey, your name doesn't have to be Leon, but if you've been getting larger and you're struggling to lose weight, why not call Infusion at 296-1662 and get some natural help? Your metabolism. That's one of the many options you have when it comes to IV vitamin therapy. Yeah. Resolution 2020, whatever it is you're looking to choose, whether it's weight loss, whether it's to boost your energy, to try and overcome the feeling of fatigue that you almost live with on a day-to-day basis, they can help you because everything they do there is designed to make your body work more efficiently, to heal faster, to give you the strength and energy all day long, and not just in bursts. There's no gimmicks with this. IV vitamin therapy that goes straight into the veins. No bypassing the digestive system, or rather, depending on the digestive system to, you know, process what you take in a pill or a vitamin. It all goes in, and they can help you with your metabolism. Ask at 296-1662. Cryotherapy, the Juve Light therapy, which is very, very stimulating. They have that. Iasis for better and more organized brain function. This is good stuff. And then, hey, there's Dr. Terry. He's the chiropractor. I have two now at Infusion, and I've been doing acupuncture with him to calm down that cranky sciatic nerve.
Did you go this week?
I'm going tomorrow.
Okay.
Ask about all of these services at 296-1662 or look them up online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
There is a wonderful black Labrador retriever in Cook County, Illinois, who is a comfort dog. Just the sweetest looking puppy you've ever seen. What's the name of that Labrador retriever?
I never get in the question suggestion process, but that would have been what I would have suggested today. 272-9228. Name that pooch. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Everybody who calls qualifies for our grand prize drawing, which takes place later in the show. Let's head down and visit with Skipper while all these excited callers are calling to win.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a dense fog advisory in effect for the listening area this morning. I'm sure you know already if you were out in a vehicle. And we have a bit of a slowdown 85 southbound into the merge downtown. Had an accident earlier on the 65 southbound ramp. If you're going 85 to 65 southbound, you'll need to be in the left lane at the bottom of the ramp to get around what's left of the accident. We have a lot of cars inbound on the 31s. We're busy on the boulevard. We've got slowdown on 65 southbound into Montgomery. And now this, a wreck at Pike Road and Flynn Road involving a school bus. One lane of Pike Road is blocked. Emergency crews are on the scene. Expect delays at Pike Road at Flynn Road. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Sonia was the first to pop on the phone.
Hey, Sonia.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah, you know, I'm under the weather, but everybody else is doing
it. I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much. Do you know what the name of that just cute little puppy dog is?
Was it Hattie?
That is
yes.
It.
Yay! All right.
That's a cutie little pooch.
Oh, yes.
Dog labs are amazing.
Yes, they are. That's awesome. Thank y'all.
Food Outlet is an amazing place to do your grocery shopping. You'll find out. It'll give you a $10 head start. Jay will set that up for you in just a moment. Let's say good morning to Chuck. Thanks for trying. We appreciate it.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Greg. Chad is the answer.
What?
Chad?
Actually, we got an answer. We already got an answer.
Got
it correct. And the dog's name was...
Oh, have you?
Yeah, the dog's name was Hattie.
Yeah.
Hattie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And Crawdad, want to say good morning.
Congratulations to your winner. Yeah. I wanted to mention Service Dogs of Alabama.
Yeah.
Right down in Opal. And if you're interested in learning more about service dogs, what they do, and how you can help someone who needs a service dog, you can go to their website, servicedogsalabama.org.
Our friend from Alabama News Rising, Olivia, she's got a different last name now. She's been married, but she left CBS or Alabama News Rising, and now works for Service Dogs of Alabama.
Great,
yeah,
great. It's a much needed, very specific type of training, and I'll save the long story, but I have a family friend who has a young lady daughter, and she is going to receive a dog, and I'm very interested in how they do that down there. And anybody else that's interested in learning about it, it is the website servicedogsalabama.org.
Appreciate the info.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Take care. And as we mentioned yesterday, TSA is putting an end to service peacocks, service snakes and hamsters and gerbils and all these other, the miniature horse.
They've cut the list down to mostly dogs, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That'll be it. Yeah. I don't know when that goes into effect, but probably very soon. 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Not only is the dense fog advisory still in effect, you might even run into a light shower, just enough to get the windshield wipers going. But this is mainly a phenomenon this morning, because things will improve later. I think by, let's say, late morning, we start to see some gradual clearing and a good bit of sunshine later on in the day, with a high in the upper 50s to maybe teasing 60 degrees today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. We're in the mid-30s for the overnight low temperature. Tomorrow, mid-50s for a high. A dry day, good bit of sunshine. In fact, I think most of Sunday is dry with mid-50s. Maybe a late day shower, a better chance of some scattered showers by Sunday night into early Monday. Right now, this morning, with dense fog in some areas, some places are worse than other areas. For instance, visibility at Dandy Field, 3/4 of a mile, and then, 1 1/4 miles out at Maxwell Air Force Base, but then you go into some areas and the fog is a lot thicker. It's 54 now at 741.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I just came across and doing my, what you got?
Well, I'm going down with him to update the weather.
Oh, okay. You're leaving me here all alone?
I'm sorry. You've got Bailey.
I'm glad.
I'll be right back.
Right you are, Bailey. No, I was going to tell them before they had to abandon ship that I've got a really great Delkin Tomlinson conundrum. And this is a woman whose ex-husband called her with the news that they were still legally married 29 years after their divorce. He found out that the judge never signed the divorce paper. They both moved on and remarried.
Seriously, you want to hear something funny? So I went in to probate because I needed a copy of the divorce. I had to get a copy of both my divorces.
Yeah.
Well, I went in and I was speaking to the lady. They were about to hand it to me. When they stopped and they looked, they said, wait a minute, this thing's not signed.
What's not signed?
Will you listen to me?
Margo, just tell me.
The judge never signed our divorce. So if you have a spot on the side of the bed, I still sleep on the right side.
Don't say that.
Well, at least they're able to share that news without, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I would love to get a ruling on that from Dana and Jacqueline. Are they guilty of bigamy because the judge forgot to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's on the paperwork? Inquiring minds want to know this stuff. As you heard Rich just mention, dense fog advisory. Coming up next, we have animal stories. Has some good stuff today, including a cat that's just a jerk but found a home because they advertised the cat that way. And let's see. We have a possum that went berserk. Generally, they're pretty consistent, docile creatures, but this one had a bit of a temper tantrum. All of those stories and more are coming up. 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened a furniture store on the Wetumpka Highway. They were visionary. They said, let's put up a big store in a location that's easily accessible, and we'll bring in tons of different types and styles of furniture. We don't want to be labeled that, well, they don't have that there. They have everything at Kaiser. Everything. 60,000 square feet of showroom space, and it's chock full. I always recommend, that's where we went to get our most recent acquisition, which was a recliner. And Stella, who is our point person there, we walked in. She's a wonderful lady. She's got a great staff, too. Said, this is kind of what we want to do. Here's the budget we have. And in just a matter of minutes, she had 10 options lined up for us that fit all of those parameters. They also have, and this is the thing we kind of like to go back and take a look at. Every house has an odd spot, a nook or someplace that needs something you're just not sure what. Well, they have those accent pieces, in addition to full living room, dining room, dens, and bedrooms. And they will help you find what you're looking for. Entertainment centers, too. Beautiful. So stop by and see Stella and her team. And before the end of January, 50% off on almost everything in the house. Buy Wiser. Shop Kaiser in 2020 at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Yeah. Your voice is starting to crack, too, huh?
It is a little bit. But I don't think it's that corona thing.
The coronavirus. No. But I think you may be starting to.
Well, I'm going to go downstairs and see the fog because we have animal stories coming up, and I can't have my voice cracked during that important segment.
Of course not.
That is next right now. Fox Business at 7:45.
Let's report. American Express is reporting a stronger-than-expected holiday quarter. It added 11.5 million new cards with partner businesses last year, with nearly 70% of its customers signing up for cards with annual fees. American Express shares are trading in record territory before the Wall Street open. Intel shares are also rallying after better-than-expected sales of chips. chips for cloud data centers and PCs. Intel took in more than $20 billion in the quarter for the first time. However, Intel's chief executive Bob Swan says it's difficult to predict demand from the cloud business this year. Helicopter companies Bristow and Era are merging. It's an all-stock deal. The two Houston-based businesses say the merged company will be named Bristow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Isn't the tactic mud and we're just going to fling it as much as we can?
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's tremendous.
Just never gets old.
It's inevitable that something's going to happen.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on 2 counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Those of you who faithfully tune in.
Tune in next week to the best show ever.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com.
salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV on this foggy Friday morning at 7:51. It's time for Animal Stories, featuring a wide cast of characters. Wolfman. Came up short.
Just a little short.
She said.
A little short.
7:51. All right, our first story is from North Carolina, where Mitchell County Animal Rescue introduced social media to Perdita, a cat who can apparently only be described as a jerk. That's not coming from an upset user. That's the official statement coming from the shelter.
Perdita?
Perdita. The post.
Wasn't that a song by Tony Orlando? Oh, Perdita.
Knock three times on your Perdita. Yeah. They thought Perdita was sick, but it turns out Perdita's just, quote, a jerk. Along with photos of the cat, the post states, meet Perdita, not for the faint of heart. Likes staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again. The song Cat Scratch Fever, the movie Pet Cemetery. Jump scares her, her specialty. Lurking in dark corners, being queen of the domicile. Fooling shelter staff into thinking she's thick. And even our veterinarian agrees Perdita is just a jerk. How about that?
Well,
turning our attention next to the most underrated creature among us, and that would be the possum. Now, this possum was a jerk, too. A woman opened the door to her office Monday morning and found that it had been completely trashed. Bree Blakeman assumed somebody must have broken in to her Canberra, Australia office. She was checking over the room, which held things like precious Aboriginal bark paintings. You don't want to lose those. Call your insurance. My
Aboriginal?
Yeah, my Aboriginal bark paintings ruined by an opossum. The intruder was a common Australian bushtail possum, which made its way into the office through the roof. She felt bad for the animal, which is a nocturnal creature, and left it some food and water before closing the door and calling people to come relocate it. Images of the possum in the office have since gone viral.
Wonder if their possums are the same as our possums.
I would imagine, but you know, the possums are good at getting rid of ticks. Deputy in Georgetown County, South Carolina, was forced to taser his own canine Wednesday. According to the Georgia County Sheriff's Office, deputies were on the scene of a burglary around 4. A cow near the scene distracted the dog, and the dog bit the cow. The cow then jumped over the moon. I made that part up. It was just a quick tase. The dog released the cow, and now everybody's happy. No beef.
There's no beef. Yeah. Was the dog biting him in the leg? In the cow in the leg? Is that what?
There was a cow at the scene of the burglary, and for some, I guess the dog, you know, they like meat. Mm-hmm. Here with a word about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Milberg Family Chiropractic is Jay Scott.
Hi, everybody.
Jay's feeling.
No.
He's a little under the weather today.
The condition that I have
can't be handled by
cannot be handled by Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractor. But if for some reason you showed up there like this, he would try and find a doctor for you and get you on the right road to recovery. Might not be with him, but it'll be with somebody who can. Now, even if it is in his field of work and he is not able to do something, he will refer you to somebody who may be able to help you out as well. They just want you to get better at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. That's it. They want you to be able to move without pain. And so go online, check them out at millbrookchiropractor.com. there. You can find out where they're located. You can call them at 285-8043, but the number's right there on their website. Try and remember that. MillbrookChiropractor.com. If you schedule an appointment or you want to go in and schedule an appointment, well, the new patient forms are right there on the website. If you want to do them digitally, you can. If you'd rather print them out, that's fine, too. You can do that at MillbrookChiropractor.com. It is a one-stop website for Millbrook Family Chiropractic and your first stop for getting on the road to your recovery and feeling better. Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
The way your voice is cracking, I don't know if I should give the time and temperature or tell you that soon you're going to be really interested in girls.
Thanks, Paul. Gee, Paul.
Hey, it's almost time to put Andy on. I'm not watching this impeachment crap.
Yeah, you got
2 days in a row I've come in and I've had an absolute catastrophic meltdown.
5 more minutes and then you can get swifted away to
are the Democrats done now?
No, today's the last day.
Which is why Adam is going to be up to... He's the only man in America whose eyeballs need a brassiere.
Put those things back in.
Here's some good news.
Good news?
Well, as you know, Alabama often, like last week.
We make the best of those lists.
We were in the top 10 in STDs per capita.
Hey, we're winning.
Yeah, but we made a good list. The annual best and worst states to drive in. They base the rankings on traffic, commute times, gas prices, and about 30 other factors. Gas prices help us here because gas prices go up 30 cents as soon as you cross the Florida border. 10 best states this year: Iowa, Tennessee, North Carolina, Texas, Nebraska, Georgia, Virginia, Indiana, Arkansas, and Alabama. Dead last. What do you think? Which state do you think is last?
Dead last.
For best or for worst?
As the absolute worst.
Oh, God. Atlanta? Or you said state, right?
Now, Georgia actually made one of the best states.
God, I hate driving in Atlanta. But California.
It's the condition of the roads.
Oh, yeah. That,
they're on the 10 worst list, but
Florida?
Not number one.
Nope.
Nope. It's not Florida.
Nope.
Actually, Florida takes pretty good care of the roads for the most part. It's the fact that in Florida, on both coasts, they're in a perpetual state of catching up to the population growth. They're always 10 years behind.
Chicago, Illinois, or
okay,
Illinois.
I'll say Ohio.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii.
And the state with the easiest rush hours, Mississippi.
I can imagine that's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. So here's another reason to feel good about where you are today. Make 2020 the year 2020 vision and experience LASIK. I know so many people that have done it. I'm jealous of every single one of them. Because they have had the procedure, and now they open their eyes, and everything comes into crystal clear focus, which was not the case when,
or was it Enterprise?
Before it was developed in the late 80s, and it's become much more sophisticated, much simpler procedure now.
Okay.
Downtime is really minimal, and the next day, you open your eyes, and everything comes into high-definition focus. Who wouldn't want that? Now, there is a step you have to take before you can get LASIK. That's called 271-3804. See the refractive surgery counselor. It's totally free. And they'll let you know that LASIK is an option for you. If it is, you want some financing help, they do care credit for qualified customers. But even then, how do you put a price on having your vision restored to the